我今天早上三点左右就醒来了。
I guess I'm still on New York time.
因为我还在纽约的时间里。
That's about the time some of you were just going to sleep.
有些人那个时候才刚刚要入睡。
I can tell the ones that were going to sleep at 3 o'clock. You're the ones that are fading fast.
我可以看得出来谁是今天早上快三点才睡，因为你的表情已经显出来。
After I woke up, I went back to sleep myself.
我醒来之后，我后来又入睡了。
But I thought today may be the day that Jesus comes back.
但是我想到，也许今天就是主回来的日子。
Did you ever think of that today yet?
你有没有这样想过？
Probably not, right?
也许没有。
But we're talking about that in these days. At least Brother Z was last night.
起码昨天晚上史弟兄在这儿。
The ascension and the return of Jesus Christ.
他讲到主耶稣回来的这件重要的事。
What a day that's going to be.
那是一个怎样的日子啊？
The Bible says nobody knows the day.
圣经告诉我们说，没有人知道。
Nobody knows the hour.
那个日子，那个时辰。
How many of you think he'll come back before 11 o'clock this morning?
谁认为主耶稣今天早上十一点以前会回来的？请你举手。
One person.
有一个人。
Well, then this might be the hour, because the Bible says in an hour when you think not.
是的，可能就是这个时候，因为圣经告诉我们说那个时辰你们不会知道的。
So you better watch out, because Jesus might come this morning.
所以我们最好警醒等候，因为他可能今天早晨就回来。
Wouldn't that be wonderful if all of a sudden the whole bunch of us just went up?
不是很棒吗？如果突然一下，好多人一下上升了。
Caught up together with him.
被提在空中与主相遇。
See, I'd want that to happen when I was in New York.
我希望这个是我在纽约的时候发生。
Because I'd want to go up with my wife.
因为我想跟我太太一起上升。
I'd be afraid if I went up from California, I'd never find her in heaven.
我想如果我在加州被提的话，也许我永远找不到她。
I think she'd be there, but it'd just be too crowded to find her.
我相信她也是会被同时被提，只是说人太多，我可能找不到她。
It's like the two friends that used to travel to work together.
就好像两个同事呢，常常一起上。
There's a Chinese man and a Caucasian man.
是一个白人跟一个中国人。
And they went to work every day together.
他们每天早晨一起同车上班。
One week the Chinese guy would pick up the Caucasian guy.
一个礼拜呢，这个中国人会去接那个外国人。
And then the next week the other fellow would drive.
那下个礼拜这个外国人就来接这个中国同事。
And they were the best of friends.
他们是最好的朋友。
They agreed on almost everything.
他几乎每一件事他们都看法一致。
Except one thing.
只有一件事。
The Chinese man thought that that God was probably Chinese.
是中国人认为神的应该是中国人。
And the Caucasian man, he said, "No, I think that God is white."
那个白人却认为说 ，No, 我觉得那个我们的神是白人。
And then they said, "Well, you know, maybe God is a spirit, so maybe he's not white or Chinese, but."
不过既然神是个灵，让他们想，也许他也不是中国人，也不是白人。
I think he's Chinese.
但是中国人还是说，不是，他一定是个中国人。
He made so many Chinese, he must favor them.
你看他创造了这么多中国人，他一定是喜欢中国人。
No, I think he's Caucasian.
白人说不是不是，我想他是白人。
Well, they discussed this every once in a while on their way to work.
那偶尔呢，在去上班的路上，他们会讨论这个议题。
And one day they were really going at it.
当有一天他们正讨论的激烈的时候
，The Chinese man was driving.
中国人正在开车。
And he looked over at that guy and he said, "No, I think he."
他一面看他一面说，我想神一定是中国人。
He didn't see the railroad crossing.
他没有看见那个前面平交道。
He didn't see the train coming.
他没有看到要来的火车。
Boom! They had a terrible collision.
就砰然相撞。
They were both instantly killed.
他们两个立刻就丧失了生命。
And they're both going up into the presence of the Lord at the same time.
同时一起来到天上神宝座的同在。
As they were going up, they said, "Now we'll really find out."
在他们上升的路上，他们彼此对说，这下子我们可要搞清楚了。
And so they got into the presence of the Lord.
所以他们进入了神的面前。
And he turned around to look at them.
他们彼此对看。
And said, "Buenos dias, señor."
他没有想到是一个讲西班牙话的。
I guess they learned their lesson.
我想他们可学了一个功课。
You know, I think Jesus loves every one of us.
事实上，主耶稣爱我们每一个人。
We used to sing in our Sunday school, "Red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in His sight."
就像我们在主日学唱的歌，无论是白的、红的、黑的，在他眼中都是极其宝贵。
Jesus loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son to die for you on the cross.
神这样爱我们，他将他的独生爱子赐给我们，为我们死在十架上。
I should say, God so loved that He gave.
神是这样的爱我们。
And Jesus so loved that He came.
那主耶稣也爱我们，所以他来了。
And the Bible says He gave His life.
圣经告诉我们说，他将他的命给我。
That's a wonderful thing.
这是一个奇妙的事。
If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the 19th chapter of Revelation.
如果你有圣经的话，请我们一起读。
I'd just like to read one verse.
十九章，我只要读一节经节。
From Revelation chapter 19.
启示录十九章。
It says in the seventh verse.
第七节
Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他。
For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready.
因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
That marriage supper of the Lamb, it's coming soon.
羔羊婚姻的日子就快到了。
But here it says that the bride, the church of Jesus Christ, has made herself ready.
在这里说到，教会也就是这个新妇已经自己预备好了。
Now let me see, how many of you have ever been a bride before?
谁曾经做过新娘的可以举手。
Three of you.
三个。
A lot of you.
很多人。
Now I never was a bride before.
我从来没有做过新娘。
I was the other side, the groom.
我是那个新郎。
And I remember that day.
我还记得那个日子。
How many of you grooms remember standing or sitting in the church and waiting for the bride to come?
有多少弟兄在这里面？你们做新郎的时候，在教会里等着你的新妇来到。
The wedding was supposed to be at 10 o'clock.
婚礼应该是早晨十点钟举行的。
Where is she?
她在哪儿啊？
She's not here yet.
她还没有到。
They never come on time.
他们从来很少准时的。
I've been in weddings waiting for the bride for hours to come.
我曾经参加一个婚礼，我就等上几个小时，新娘还没有来。
And you're waiting for them, and I wonder if she's coming.
你常常想说，我不晓得她到底会不会来。
Well, no, she'll be here.
那她会来的。
What is she doing all this time?
那新娘到底在干什么呢？
She's making herself ready.
她正在预备自己。
Everything has to be in place.
每一件事情都需要在对的方状况之下。
That big long thing that they pull in the back has to be straight.
那后面的长的裙摆必须要拉直的。
Every hair has to be right.
头发必须要弄好的。
Every color has to be the right shade.
所有的化妆要化好的。
And the bride has to make herself ready.
新妇必须把自己预备好。
The groom?
那新郎呢?
It takes them about 15 minutes in the morning.
15分钟他们就已经预备好了。
But the bride is meticulous. She's clean. She's perfect.
但是新娘是非常特别的，她必须是恰当的，是非常合适的。
The Bible says here that the bride is making herself ready in these days before the marriage.
圣经告诉我们，在结婚之前呢，新妇正在预备自己。
There's something that we need to do.
所以呢，表示我们有些事要做的。
We need to be making ourselves ready for his return.
就是我们要把自己预备好了，预备他的回来。
We need to be clean.
我们必须是洁净的。
We need to be looking for the blessed hope.
我们必须要等待他的祝福。
We need to be occupying in his kingdom until he comes.
我们必须为他的国度忙碌。
We need to be about our father's business.
我们必须在意父家的事。
The bride has to be ready for the groom to come.
新妇是要预备好了，新郎才能来。
You know, we're all waiting for Jesus to return.
我们都在等候基督的回来。
And I think sometimes he's waiting for the church to get ready for his coming.
但是我觉得许多时候呢，主耶稣在等他的教会装饰整齐，他才回来。
We're waiting for him.
我们一面是在等他。
But he's waiting for us.
一面他也在等我们。
He's waiting for the bride to get herself ready.
他在等候新妇预备好了。
To put on that wedding garment.
把那个新娘的衣服穿上。
To be spotless and pure and clean.
必须是洁净没有瑕疵的。
Now, of course, in this marriage that we're talking about in the Bible, he helps us to get ready.
当然，我们知道羔羊的婚宴，这个婚宴主耶稣帮助我们预备整齐。
But we need to let him help us.
但是我们必须容许他来帮助我们。
We need to let him work in us and change us and fashion us.
我们必须让他来改变我们，装饰我们。
And he has a beautiful design over his church.
他对他的教会有一个极美好的计划设计。
He wants to make his church pure, without wrinkle, without spot, without any such thing.
他是要洁净他的教会，没有皱纹，没有斑污等病。
And it all starts.With being washed in the blood of Jesus Christ.
这个预备的起点呢，就是我们都在羔羊宝血中被洗净。
I don't want to jump over that this morning.
我现在要跳过这个点。
If there's somebody here that's never been washed in the blood,
如果在我们当中有谁还没有
you haven't had your sins forgiven,
还没有因被宝血洁净被得赦免
that's where you start.
那是你的起点。
You don't start by fixing the crown on your head.
你不是先来戴好那个王冠的。
You don't start by making the train nice and straight.
你不是先来把那个后面的长摆
You'd look no good with the with a veil and with a crown and a train without a bridal garment.
你不会在没有穿好那个新娘的服装之前，先来担心你戴的头纱跟你的裙摆。
And that garment he grants for you to wear is the fine linen, which is the righteousness.
他所赐给你的新娘的衣服呢，是那个白净圣洁的白衣，是他的救赎。
If you don't have your wedding garment, you're not ready for Jesus.
若是你甚至没有这个白色的衣裳了，你还没有预备好让。
You had better pray that he doesn't come today.
你最好祷告他今天不要回来。
In this hour.
不要在这个时候回来。
Because you. you wouldn't be ready.
因为你还没有预备好。
But you can get ready.
但是你可以预备好。
He offers to every one of us our own garment.
他将他自己的公义的衣裳赐给我们每一个人。
As we sang before, he calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
就像我们早晨唱的歌，他召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明。
He makes us new creations.
他将我们成为新造。
The old has passed away.
旧事都已过了。
And everything becomes new.
在基督里一切都更新了。
And then we live with a whole different purpose in life.
因此我们生命有了一个不同的目的。
To wait for his return.
就是等候他的回来。
To do what he's called us to do in the meantime.
去做他所召我们做的事。
Knowing that this world is not our home.
知道这个世界不是我们的家。
Not our final resting place.
不是我们最后的目的地。
We're just strangers and pilgrims passing through.
我们只是客旅，是寄居的，经过这地而已。
A few short years.
在几年之后。
And then to be with Christ forever and forever.
我们就永远与基督同在。
That's why I'm longing for that day.
这就是为什么我们盼望那天的来到。
I still think I'm young.
我还是认为我蛮年轻的。
My kids think I'm old.
我的孩子认为我蛮老的。
The young people in the church, they don't know what to say anymore.
青年人看见我不知道如何称呼我。
They're still afraid of me.
他们还是蛮怕我的。
But I still feel young, but I still want to go home to be with Jesus.
我虽然感觉仍然年轻，但是我迫不及待想回家与基督同在。
Because I realize that I'm not missing anything if I were to go to heaven.
因为我知道如果我现在去天堂，我不会错失任何地上的事情。
It's like trading this life in for a supercharged life.
就好像把这个平凡的生命呢换成一个非常超凡的生活。
A wonderful future and a wonderful home.
我有一个非常伟大的将来跟伟大的家在天上。
But it's only for the prepared.
但是呢，这个所有的美好都是为了预备好的人做的。
So today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior,
所以今天早晨，若你还不认识主耶稣是你的救主，
you can invite him into your heart and into your life.
你可以现在就邀请他进入你的生活，你的生命里。
I'd like you to turn to John chapter 17.
我现在想请你们一起读约翰福音十七章。
While you're finding it, let me just get you into a thinking mode.
当我们一面找的时候，让我与你们分享一些。
I know school is finished.
我知道学期已经结束了。
And this is a long holiday weekend, and so you're not prepared to think.
这是一个长周末，也许你并没有打算来这里有深度的思想。
But I'd like your brain to wake up for a few minutes.
但是呢，我想唤醒一下你们的思想。
And maybe to help your brain wake up, I'll just give you a quick quiz.
所以我给你们一个小考。
See if you can follow.
看你能不能够明白我的意思。
It's a school bus driver.
是一个校车的司机。
Picking up the kids to go to school.
他在一路上呢，接了许多孩子要去学校。
Okay, he goes to the first stop and he picks up 9 children.
第一站呢，他接了九个孩子。
This many.
这么多的。
Okay, he goes to the next stop.
到第二站。
Picks up 6 children, drops off 4.
他接了六个，放下四个。
Goes to the next stop.
他又到第下一站去。
Picks up 7 children.
他接了七个。
But 9 get off.
但是九个下来了。
Goes to the next stop.
又到下一站。
Picks up 4.
又接了四个。
4 get off. It's an easy one.
又放下了四个。这个很简单。
Goes to the next stop.
再到下一站。
13 children get on the bus.
13个孩子上车。
3 children get off the bus.
三个下车。
Okay, now you ready?
预备好没有？
How many stops did the bus make?
它总共停了几站？ 5.
You're thinking. How many of you were expecting me to ask you how many children were on the bus?
有些人哪些人在做心算，想说他的问题是有几个孩子留在车上。
You see, I think that's what it's going to be when Jesus comes back.
我想当主耶稣回来的时候，情况很像这样。
We may be expecting him to ask us a lot of things that he's never going to ask us.
也许我们心里想他所要问的问题呢，事实上他不会问的。
And if he were to come this morning, we were to go up in the clouds.
如果今天他早上来了，我们他在空中相遇。
And we'd see him.
当我们看见他。
We would say Buenos dias.
我们也许用西班牙话问候他。
And then we'd say there are 11 children on the bus.
然后我们要说剩下11个小孩在车上。
He'd say, what?
他会说什么？
11 who on where?
11个什么在哪里？
I'm not asking how many children on the bus.
我从来没有意思要问你们这个问题。
We'd say, I sang in the choir.
我们会说，哦，我是在诗班里服侍的。
I read a 2 translation Bible.
我读两种双语的圣经。
I've been to Sunday school all my life.
我一辈子都参加主日的聚会。
And a lot of other things that he doesn't care too much about.
也许我们告诉他许多的事情，他并不是很在意的。
We might be trying to concentrate and getting ready on the things that really don't concern him so much.
也许我们在预备的时候，我们所注意的事情对主来说并不是那么重要。
What is it that he's looking for when he returns?
那当他回来的时候，他到底要什么
呢？Oh, yes, he's looking for people that are washed in the blood.
是的，他要寻找那些被羔羊宝血洗净的人。
But outside of that, is he looking for anything else?
但是除此之外，他还要些什么呢？
Does it matter now that I've given my heart to Jesus what I do with the rest of my life, or doesn't he care?
他在不在意我将我的心今天奉献给他？至于除此以外，我每一天生活如何，他在不在意呢？
The Bible tells us there are a number of things that he's concerned with.
圣经告诉我们有几件事主是非常在意的。
I'm only going to be here 2 days.
我只会在夏令会中有两个早晨。
So we can't go through whatever the whole thing that the Bible teaches us.
所以我不可能将跟你们一起探讨整个圣经。
But in John 17, we get a little bit of a picture of what Jesus is looking for.
但在约翰福音十七章，我们可以稍微了解一下主耶稣他到底寻找的是什么。
John 17 is a wonderful prayer.
这是一个主耶稣很伟大的祷告。
It's really the Lord's prayer.
是主耶稣他的祷告。
The other prayer that we call the Lord's prayer is really the disciples' prayer.
我们在别处所看到主祷文，事实上是主教门徒的祷告。
But don't get confused.
现在不要被我搞糊涂了。
Here's a prayer that the Lord is praying to His Father.
在这里，主的祷告是向着父所祷告。
It's a tremendous prayer.
是一个非常伟大的祷告。
When I read it, it's thrilling every time you read it.
每一次我读的时候，我都非常的震惊，也很。
The beginning, Jesus prays for Himself.
一开始呢，他为自己祷告。
And then in the middle of the prayer, He prays for His disciples who are with Him at that time.
到了一半的时候，他为着跟随他的门徒祷告。
But then in verse 20, He begins to pray for those who would believe on Him through the message the disciples would preach.
到了第二十节的时候，他开始为那些因门徒的话而信他的人祈求。
In other words, in verse 20 and down through the next several verses, He's praying for us, for you, for me.
所以说呢，接下来的几节，他乃是为着你，为着我而祷告的。
And He's praying things that He's concerned about for His bride, His church.
他为这些事情祷告，因为这是关乎他的心腹的事。
These are some of the things that are important to Jesus.
这些事对耶稣而言是很重要的。
Now, unfortunately, as I look around the Church of Jesus Christ today, these things don't concern very many Christians.
但是很不幸呢，当我四周一看今日教会的光景，许多教会并不是很在意这些主的祷告。
But they should concern every one of us very much.
但事实上，我们每一个人都应该非常在意主在这里的祷告。
See, if you knew that Jesus was praying a prayer for you, you would probably at the end of his prayer say, Amen.
如果你知道主耶稣为你做了祷告，
可
能在他祷告结束的时候，你会说阿门，是的，主。
So be it.
愿你的旨意成就。
Now this is what he prays.
这就是主在这里为我们的祷告。
My prayer is not for them alone. I also pray for those who will believe in me through their message.
他说我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他的话信我的人祈求。
That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you.
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面。
May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
That they all may be one, Father, just like me and you are.
叫他们都合而为一，父啊，就像你跟我合而为一。
Now, as you look around the bride of Christ today, do you see a oneness?
你如果今天看看主耶稣他的心腹，他们有没有合一？
Do you see a unity and a harmony?
你有没有看到一个合一，一个和谐在他们当中？
Just as Jesus Christ and His Father were inseparable and were united and were one.
就像主耶稣与父是不可分离的，是合而为一的一样。
So Jesus prays that His church might be one.
所以主耶稣为着他的教会祷告，愿他们合而为一。
Now we very easily say, yeah, we're one with Jesus.
我们很容易说，是啊，我跟主是合而为一的。
It's just the rest of the bunch that I can't stand.
只是其他那些人我是受不了的。
But that's a problem.
但是这就是问题的所在。
We're not making ourselves ready.
因为我们没有把自己预备好。
You know that old hymn, Onward Christian Soldiers?
记得吗？有一首古老的诗歌，基督的十架精兵。
All one body we.
我们乃是合而为一，一个身体。
A lot of so-called Christians shouldn't sing that song.
很多的基督徒是不配唱这样的歌的。
Because they don't care to be one body.
因为他们不在乎是不是与其他人合而为一。
They don't like the Chinese Christians.
他们不喜欢中国基督徒。
They don't like the black Christians.
他们不喜欢黑人基督徒。
They don't like that group of Christians.
他们不喜欢他们自己那。
Or that bunch over there.
或者那一些的基督徒。
Oh, we can get along without them just fine.
他们说我们很好，即使没有他们，我们也很好。
And here Jesus is up there in heaven praying, Father, that they all may be one, just like you and I are one, that they may be one.
但是主耶稣在天上正在为我们祷告，父啊，愿他们合而为一，就像你与我合而为一。
And every one of us should be saying Amen to His prayer.
我们每一个人都应该对这样的祷告说 Amen.
And doing what we can to be the answer to the prayer, not the problem.
并且因此呢，尽量尽我们的力量达到这个祷告，而不是成为这个祷告的拦阻。
If you want to hear more about that, come back this afternoon.
如果呢，你对这个议题这个信息有兴趣，今天下午可以来到英文组。
Because we're going to look at that more in the Bible this afternoon.
因为今天下午我们要比较深入探讨这个。
If you speak Chinese, go someplace else.
那如果你不说英文，你可以留在中文组。
Because it's only English. But the next part of his prayer.
然后他祷告的第二部分
From verse 22,
从二十二节开始
I have given them the glory that you gave me
你赐给我的荣耀我已经赐给他们
That they may be one as we are one
使他们合而为一像我们合而为一
I in them and you in me
我在他们里面你在我里面
May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me
使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来。
And have loved them even as you have loved me.
也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Father, I want those who you have given me to be with me where I am.
主啊，我要把那些你所赐给我的人与我同在。
And to see my glory.
看见我的荣耀。
The glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world.
就是你所赐给我的荣耀，因你爱我在创世以前赐给我的。
Father, the glory that you gave me.
父啊，你所赐给我的荣耀
I have given them
我已赐给他们
Not a diminished glory
不是一个会衰残的荣耀
Not a little bit of the glory
不是一点点荣耀
But Father, just as you've given me your glory so I've given to my bride
父啊，乃是你所赐给我的荣耀我已经赐给我的心腹
Now the purpose of it all isn't so that we canLook at ourselves and appreciate how much of the glory of God we have.
那主赐给我们的目的是什么呢？难道就是让我们彼此欣赏吗？
I'm filled with the glory of God. She's three quarters filled.
我是完全被主荣耀充满。你看她只有四分之三充满。
I shine more than she does, or he. We're not comparing with one another.
我们得着荣耀不是为了彼此比较。
He prays that we be filled with the glory of God, that the world may know.
他祷告我们能够被神的荣耀充满，所以世人可以知道。
And every one of us should say yes, Lord, Amen.
所以我们每一个人都应该说是的，主 ，Amen.
The bride has made herself ready.
因为新妇要预备自己，装饰整齐。
What are we supposed to be doing? Coming to conferences, going to more conferences.
所以我们该怎么做呢？来这个夏令会，再参加更多的特会。
Yeah, that's not bad.
那不是一个不好的事。
But why are we coming to conferences?
但是我们为什么来到特会里呢？
To get away from our homes for 3 days?
所以我们可以离家三日吗？
I got away from New York and all the smog and fog and haze and humidity.
我离开纽约，远离那里的潮湿、那里拥挤、那里不好的
空气。Or did I come here to be changed more into the image of Jesus Christ?
或者我的目的来这里是愿意更多被改变像主一样。
That his prayer may be answered.
好叫主的祷告得到答应。
That I become more like Christ.
让我变得更像基督。
Saved and born again and washed in the blood is one thing, and it's wonderful.
重生得救得洁净是一件事，是很好的一件事。
And it's necessary and it's fundamental and basic.
而且是必要的，因为那是一切的根基。
But now I can grow.
但是我从这里呢可以
开始成
长，我可以被改变了。
Do I have an interest in growing and being changed?
但是我有没有兴趣要成长，要改变？
Do I just want to escape going to hell someday?
还是我只是要有一张免费的票，可以不要去地狱？
Or do I want to please Jesus and be what He wants me to be?
还是我愿意讨主耶稣的喜悦，做他所要我做的事？
If I want to be what He wants me to be, then I want to be changed into His image.
如果我要改变，照着他的旨意的话，我必须愿意让他来改变。
And the same glory that God gave to His Son. I want to be filled with that glory.
父所赐给他儿子的荣耀，我也要，并且被他充满。
And you can be filled with that glory.
你也可以被那个荣耀充满。
And we can be being filled with the Spirit of God all the time.
我们可以时刻被神的荣耀充满。
We have a little picture of that in the 17th chapter of Matthew.
在马太福音十七章，你可以看到一个景象。
There was one of the times where the disciples were able to see the glory of Jesus.
因为在那里呢，是门徒们有一个机会看见主的荣耀。
If you have some kind of a notion in your mind as to what it might mean, here maybe can help us to understand it better.
如果你心里正在想说我不知道主的荣耀什么样，也许在这一章里你可以稍微有一点明白。
The disciples knew Jesus pretty well.
这个时候门徒对主耶稣相当认识了。
They had traveled with Jesus for a little while now.
他们与主耶稣已经在一起一段日子了。
And they looked at Jesus and they knew him by sight.
他们就着主耶稣外貌，他们已经认识主耶稣。
I look at some of you and I know you by sight.
就像我看见你，我有些面孔我是认得的。
I can see Fandy all the way in the back there.
我可以看见 Fandy 坐在后面。
What's he doing all the way in the back? Anyway, that's beside the point. And I can see others of you that I know your names, I know what you look like. And these disciples knew Jesus, they had seen him many times before. At the beginning of the chapter of Matthew 17, it says that Jesus took Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up into a high mountain by themselves.
在这里讲到, 过了6天, 耶稣带着彼得, 雅各和, 雅各的兄弟约翰, 暗暗地上了高山。
And all of a sudden, though, Jesus just changed.
但是突然之间, 主耶稣就改变了。
He just, they didn't know him anymore.
他们不再认识这个主耶稣了。
He was transformed.
因为他变化了。
They had now begun to see something that they had never seen.
他们开始在他身上看到一些他们从来没有看见的事。
There used to be these little toys called Transformers a few years ago. Some of you maybe have had them, or your kids have had them. It looks like a little box, maybe. And then they pull something, twist something, push something.
You
got this figure of some man or something. Or you can make different things out of them. They just transform themselves.
总而言之呢,
Jesus all of a sudden became transformed in front of the eyes of these disciples.
那天呢，主耶稣就在门徒的眼前突然就变了样子了。It
was a complete transformation.
是一个完全的改变。It
says the description in the Bible is his face shone like the sun.
圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣突然他的脸面明亮如日头。Now
you're not supposed to look at the sun directly.
我们是不应该直视太阳的。But
that's bright.
因为太亮了。
You had to put your sunglasses on.
你必须把你的太阳眼镜戴起来。
You couldn't look at it anymore.
你不能直视太阳太久。
It says that his clothing became as white as the light.
并且他的衣裳呢, 洁白如光。
He just glistened all over.
突然间他就是全体都发光。
I think what was happening is this was what Jesus always was.
我相信这就是主耶稣本来的样子。
He was just always just filled with the glory of God.
他总是被神的荣耀充满的。
He had already told his disciples, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. How do you say then, show me the Father?
他曾告诉门徒说，你们看见我就是看见了父。
Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me?
因为我在父里面, 父也在我里面。
And if you want to see the glory of God, here it is, boom!
你要看父的荣耀吗? 看吧。
And that veil of flesh just seemed to strip away for a time. And I believe what Jesus always was on the inside began to shine on the outside. Had he always radiated like this, nobody could follow him. Well, they could certainly see him, but it'd be hard to kind of watch where he's going next.
虽然你可以看见他，但是很难直视，很难跟随他。
So that glory of God seemed to have been veiled in this human form.
所以他必须把神的荣耀隐藏在这个肉身的里面。
But here on the mountain, all of a sudden, it just stripped away.
那天在山上，突然他所有的外面的幔子都卸下。
And then all of a sudden, Moses and Elijah appear with these disciples and Jesus.
并且突然呢，摩西、以利亚向他们显现。
And the disciples, you could imagine how they must have felt. Imagine how you would have felt.
你想想,如果你在那里,
I mean, if all of a sudden that happened to Michelle right now,
想象呢,如果突然,
she began to just shine and glisten, and her face became like the sun.
突然, Brother Ernie 突然开始像日光照耀。
No, Michelle, not Brother Ernie, Michelle. Don't try to do that to me. I'd be out the door. I wouldn't know what to do.
因为我不知道当如何处理。
But to make matters worse, if Moses and Elijah came,
更糟糕的是摩西跟以利亚也出现了。
Then I definitely would have been out the door on the plane back to New York.
我当然立刻跑出去上飞机回纽约了。
How do you know which one? How do you know Moses and Elijah anyway?
我都不晓得他们怎么认出来哪一个是摩西，哪一个是以利亚。
I guess Moses had the Ten Commandments.
也许摩西手里拿的十诫。
Elijah could have had a lot of different things, probably matches.
以利亚也许手上拿的火柴。
He was good with fire, remember.
他是非常会生火的，我记得。
But whatever, here these old figures are standing there with Jesus and they're talking with Jesus.
无论如何，这些旧约伟大人物突然出现在这里与耶稣说话。
And the disciples are just standing and watching and beholding and overwhelmed by it all.
门徒站在那里，简直是惊慌失措，被这个景象吓到。
It says that they were frightened in another one of the translations. It says in, I believe it's Mark's Gospel that, or Luke, that that Peter didn't know what to say.
马可或者路加里面记载说，彼得甚至不知道要说什么。
You know what usually happens when you don't know what to say? You say something you never should have said.
通常就是在你不该说什么时候，你就说了你该说的话。
Peter was very good at saying things and doing things that he never should have done or said.
这个是非常彼得非常擅长做的事。
And so you remember what he said?
所以你记得他说什么吗？
Jesus, let's build three shelters here, one for you, one for Elijah, and one for Moses.
他说主耶稣让我来搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
I don't know why he wanted to go into the building trade just then, but he wanted them to stay, I guess.
我不知道他为什么突然想改行做营造业了，哎，我大概他想他们留下来。
And while they're all speaking together,
当他们正在彼此说话的时候，
a bright cloud envelops them.
一个光明的云彩过来遮盖他们。
And a voice from heaven begins to speak to them.
且有声音从云彩里出来说。
And the voice says, "This is my son, whom I love; with him I am well pleased. Listen to him."
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified.
门徒听见就俯伏在地，极其害怕。
And Jesus came and touched them.
耶稣近前来摸他们。
He said, "Get up! Don't be afraid."
起来，不要害怕。
And when they looked up, they saw no man save Jesus only.
他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。
Now that was a tremendous experience for these disciples.
这对他们来说可是一个很大的经历。
They never forgot it.
他们永远不会忘记的。
You say, "Well, how could you possibly ever forget something like that?"
你想，怎么有人会忘得了这样的经历？
You really can't.
你实在没有办法忘记。
See, if you behold or have an opportunity to see the glory of God.
若是你曾经看见过主耶稣的荣耀，
the brilliance or the brightness，
极其光明。
You like that song, "I have seen the face of Jesus, tell me not of what beside"?
就像我们诗歌所说，我已看见基督，别是情物向我提。
Just to see him，
只要看见过他，
to behold him，
看过他的荣美，
you'll never forget it，
你就永远不会忘记。
You've been there, some of you, I'm sure.
我相信你们有些人有这样的经历。
You've been in his presence.
你们曾经在他同在的里面。
You've seen his glory.
你看见他的荣耀。
Well, maybe it wasn't displayed like it was in the Mount Transfiguration.
也许并不是像彼得他们在变化山上所看见的。
But it seems as if you saw Jesus as you've never seen him before.
但对你来说，你好像看见一个主耶稣，你从来没有看见过。
You know him, you've heard about him.
你知道他，你也听过他。
But there are times when you just saw his brilliance.
但是就有这样的经历，你看见他的荣美。
Like John, when he says, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day," and then he just saw the brilliance and the glory of God.
就像约翰曾说，当主日我被神主的灵感动，我转过来就看见荣耀的人子。
Like Isaiah, who in the year the king Uzziah died, saw the Lord high and lifted up.
当以赛亚当何西阿死的时候，他眼目看见荣耀的神。
I know that many of you have had those experiences before.
我相信到在我们当中有许多人有类似的经历。
Where you've seen Jesus.
你看见主。
You've seen his glory.
你看见他的
荣耀。You've seen his beauty.
你看见他的荣美。
You've seen his brilliance.
你看见他的放光。
It eclipsed everything else.
这一切其他都看不见。
And these disciples never forgot it.
这个经历门徒们永远不会忘记。
John in his gospel, the first chapter, the 14th verse, wrote this.
在约翰福音一章十四节，约翰自己写道。
He said, "And we beheld his glory."
我们曾经看过他的荣光。
The glory is of the only begotten of the Father.
就是父独生子的荣光。
Full of grace and truth.
满有恩典与真理。
In 1 Peter 1:17.
在彼得前书第一章。
Peter talks about that time when he saw the glory.
十七节，彼得讲到他看见这个荣耀的时候。
He says.
First Peter.
2 Peter 1:17.
彼得后书。
For he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory.
他说到他从父神得荣耀尊贵的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来。
Saying, "This is my son whom I love; with him I am well pleased."
向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on that sacred mountain.
我们从他在圣山的时候亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
He received glory from the Father, Peter says.
彼得说到他从父得了尊贵荣耀。
We've seen that glory.
我们看见那个荣耀。
We beheld it.
我们看见了。
John says, "I saw it."
约翰也说我看见了。
I beheld it.
我看见了。
But in John 17, after this all, when Jesus prays for you,
但是在这事之后呢，在约翰十七章，主耶稣来为着我们有一个祷告。
His prayer isn't, "Oh, I want them to see it."
他并不是祷告说，主啊，我要他们看见。
I want that group there in red, whatever we are, to see my glory.
我要那个在 Redwood 的那一群基督徒看见我的荣耀。
But he prays for you that you don't just see it, but that the same glory that Jesus shone with, you shine with.
而他的祷告是, 我不仅要他们看见, 而且我要把这个荣耀赐给他们, 叫他们可以反射这样的荣耀,
that you radiate that glory of God.
我们也能够彰显这样的荣美,
that light that shone from Jesus shines from you.
主耶稣所反射出来的荣光能够从我们反射出来。
You remember one of the first teachings of Jesus when he got his disciples around him, he said to them, hey boys, you're the light of the world.
记不记得主耶稣在早期教训门徒的时候对门徒说, 你们是世界的光。
You've got to get out there and do some shining.
你们要出去照耀。
And I don't mean shine in shoes.
不是把你的鞋擦亮。
I mean you've got to shine as a light in a dark place.
你必须在黑暗之处照耀出来。
And you don't take a light and put it under the bed or under a bushel.
你不会把光放在斗底下或把它藏起来。
But you put that light on a candlestick.
你要把它放在灯台上, 所以人家可以看见。
Everybody needs to see the glory of God.
每一个人必须在你身上看见,
especially people who don't know Jesus need to see the glory of God.
Now,
I ask you, where are they going to see it?
我问你,
are they going to find it on the news, the nightly news?
在晚上电视新闻的时候吗?
Are they going to open up the newspapers?
或者他们打开报纸的时候吗?
Are they going to find it in UCLA?
他们能够在UCLA找到神的荣耀吗?
Or Harvard University?
或在哈佛大学吗?
Where are we going to go to find the glory of God?
世人要到哪里去找到神的荣耀?
Or you say they're going to find it in Jesus?
你说他们在耶稣里面找到。
Well, last time I checked, Jesus left 2,000 years ago.
不过据我了解, 主耶稣 2,000年以前已经到天上去了。
And he went back to heaven.
他已经回到天上了。
But thank God he gave his glory to his church.
但感谢主,
he sent the Comforter who is the Holy Spirit. To live in his church so that his church may shine.
住在他的教会里面,
so that the world may know. Yes, Lord, amen to your prayer.
是的,
I want to shine with your glory.
我要为你照耀,
I want to radiate your glory to a dark world.
为你的发光在黑暗中显出来,
I want to take the glory of God back to New York City.
我要将神的荣耀带回纽约去,
I want to take it over to wherever the Lord sends me.
我要带这个荣耀回到主差我所来的地方,
I want to shine for him.
因为我要为他发光。
And that's what the disciples had the chance to see. And after Jesus ascended to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit, the disciples not only had the chance to see, but they had a chance to be changed into that same glory. And those men became the light of the world. It's an interesting change that Jesus makes in the Gospels when he first said, I am the light of the world. And everybody agreed with that. He certainly was. When Jesus said to his disciples, man, I am the light of the world. They said, yes, amen, amen. You are, Lord. You're the light of the world.
是的主啊, 你是世界的光。
But then Jesus, when he sat around one day, said to his disciples, you are the light of the world.
但是过了一阵子, 主耶稣对他们说, 你们是世界的光。
I could see their heads turning. Who's he looking at?
我想他们可能彼此相望说, 他在说谁啊?
Oh, there he is. Probably Timothy.
Oh, yes, Timothy.
Who could he be? Who are you, the light of the world?
谁是世界的光啊?
He was talking to them right then.
他是对着他们讲的。
Yay, you are the light of the world.
主耶稣拍手说, 是的, 就是你, 你是世界的光。
No, no.
你会说, 哦, 不是,
Jesus is the light of the world.
主耶稣是世界的光。
Get your theology straight. You people in the East don't understand.
你们这些东部来的人搞不清楚事实。
No, we understand just as well as you understand.
其实我们是非常清楚的。
That as long as he was in the world, he was the light of the world. But when he left the world, he gave the light to you to carry on.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，他是世界的光。 当他升天之后，他把那光给你，叫你成为世界的光。
And he wants you to shine.
他也要你为他发光。
Not just a little bit.
不是发一点点光。
But Father, the same glory that I gave to my son, I'm going to give to my people.
而是父你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经完全赐给我的百姓。
See, I shy away from that myself.
我个人呢，为着这样的呼召是很害怕的。
Did you ever think that you could be like Jesus?
你有没有想过你能够成为主耶稣?
No.
Oh,
not me.
不是我。
I'm just, I can't be anything.
我是这么渺小的, 我不可能的。
I can't shine, don't look, I'm not shining.
我不能够发光, 不要看我。
Not me. Maybe she, him, or somebody else, but not me.
不是我, 也许是他,
不过不是我。 Wait.
等一下。
Are you part of the church?
你是不是教会的一部分呢?
Are you the bride of Christ?
你是基督的心腹吗?
No, not me. Well, if not you, not you, not you, where do you think you're going when Jesus comes?
如果你不是的话，你想主来的时候你要到哪里去？
And if you are part of the church, then you are a candidate to be filled with the glory of God.
但如果你是教会的部分，那你当然是应该被他的荣耀充满。
Don't say, but I'm only a teenager.
不要跟我说哦，我只是一个青少年。
I'm only a woman.
我只是一个女人。
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Don't say I can't.
不要说我不行。
Say, Lord, I don't understand how, but you know.
你必须说主啊，我虽然不明白你要怎么成就，但是你知道。
And Lord, I'm nothing, and I don't think I ever can in myself, but Lord, you're able.
主啊，我一无所事，一无所能，但是你无事不能。
You're able to fill me with your glory.
你能够将你的荣耀充满在我里面。
Today.
就在今天。
This morning.
在今天早晨你就能。
Not when I grow up.
不是要等我长大。
Not when I retire.
不是等我退休。
Not when I get to heaven.
不是等我到天上的时候。
Too late then.
那已经太迟了。
And we'll all be changed into His image.
因为那个时候我们都要改变。
And all be changed into His likeness.
我们都要改变像他一样。
But today, now, He wants to change you more and more into His glory.
但是就在这个时候，就在今天，为了他的荣耀，他要将你改变。
And He's in heaven interceding for you this morning.
他今天早晨正在天上为你
代求。And part of His prayer is, Father, give to them the glory that you gave to me.
而他的祷告其中一项就是父啊，将你赐给我的荣耀。
That those saints there in California can shine.
所以那些在加州的圣徒可以为我发光。
California needs a light to shine.
加州需要有你的光照耀。
Arnold Schwarzenegger is not the light.
做加州州长不是他们的光。
You are the light.
神啊，你是他们的光。
You are the light of this world in California.
你是世界的光，你是加州的光。
And if you're not going to shine, who is?
如果你我不照亮的话，谁会照亮呢？
He entrusts.That to you.
神将这样的事交托给我们了。
And He's expecting something from you.
他期望我们做一些事。
And we're here yelling, there are 16 kids on the bus.
那我们在这里注意却是有多少孩子还留在那个校车上。
And He's interested rather that you shine with His glory.
但他所在意就是你是否为他发光。
Let me turn with you to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
请我们看哥林多后书。
The Apostle Paul describes it a little bit for us.
第三章，在这里保罗为我们描述了一些情形。
2 Corinthians 3, beginning with the 7th verse.
林后第三章第二节。
Now obviously this is well after Jesus has gone to heaven and the Holy Spirit has been poured out.
当然这个书信写的时候主耶稣已经升天圣灵已经降临。
And Paul is about now to compare the old covenant with the new covenant.
在这一段经文里呢保罗将旧约与 新约的执事在那里相比。
I'm sure you're all familiar with the fact that we live in the new covenant.
我们都知道我们活在新约。
And the old he's referring to is the law in the days that Moses was alive.
这里他所指的旧约乃是摩借着摩西所颁布的。
And he says in the seventh verse, if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, came with glory.
在第七节这里说，那个用字刻在石头上，属死的执事尚且有荣光。
It came with so much glory, so that the Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of its glory.
那个荣光这样大，甚至以色列人应摩西面上的荣光，不能定睛看他的脸。
You remember that story, I'm sure.
我相信你们都记得在旧约里这个故事。
In those days, people couldn't come.Into the presence of the Lord.
在那个时候，人是不能靠近神的。
You couldn't see God and live.
他们不能够看见神之后还活着。
It was only once a year that the high priest could get into the Holy of Holies.
仅有一年一次，大祭司进入那个至圣所。
And then not without blood and a lot of other ceremonial laws that needed to be fulfilled.
带着祭牲，带着血进去的。
Moses was called up to Mount Sinai.
摩西呢，被神叫到西乃山上。
There was a line of demarcation around the mountain. Anybody that would cross that line had to be killed.
在那个西乃山下好像画了一个看不见的界限任何人跨过那个界限都会被击杀
if one of your animals strayed across that line,
如果你的牲畜不小心跨过了那条线
you had to kill that animal.
你必须把那个牲畜给击杀
some of you were thinking you would have sent your pets across there just on purpose
也许有些人会特别把自己的宠物送过去
I have a guinea pig that I would have sent across that line
我有一个 guinea pig 我很想把它送过去
but it was a terrible thing to get into the presence of God
在那个时候呢进入神的同在是很危
It was a fearful thing.
是很可怕的一件事。
God was separated from His people.
神与他的百姓是分开的。
Except by invitation only.
除了神邀请你之外，是不能靠近他的。
The invitations were very far and few between.
而这个邀请数是非常少。
Moses was called to go up into the mountain.
摩西呢被呼召上山去。
So he obeyed and went up to Mount Sinai.
他就遵命上去了。
And he stayed there for a number of days, you recall.
他在山上待了一阵日子。
It was there that God was inscribing with, which Paul calls the law of death, or the ministry that brought death.
在那里的神颁布了律法给他, 就是保罗这次所说的用字刻在石头上赎死的事实。
That law exposed the sin of the people.
那些律法只是叫人自卑。
It showed them the righteous requirements of God that none of them could live up to.
向他们显明一件事就是没有人能够达到神公义的要求。
It in essence slew them all.
所以呢，事实上这些律法是将他们击杀。
It showed them all their need of a savior because they were all sinful.
就显明一件事就是他们是有罪，他们需要救主。
And as he was up on that mountain,
当他在山上的时候,
and God was inscribing,
那神一面在告诉他,
just because Moses was in the presence of God,
因为呢,摩西是在神的同在里面,
he began to radiate the glory of God.
他开始呢,反射出主耶稣的荣光,
he began to shine.
他开始反映神的荣光,
he was starting to get the appearance of Jesus there in Matthew 17.
他慢慢有点像主耶稣在马太福音17章的样子, 脸上开始放光。
Had he stayed there long enough, he probably would have been like, you know, 1,000 watt light bulb.
如果他待得久一点的话, 也许他脸上的电力就几百万瓦。
He didn't know his face was shining.
他并不知道他脸正在放光。
He certainly didn't ask that my face shine.
他当然也没有要求神让他的脸发光。
It just happened.
但是呢，自然就发生了。
It happened because he was in the presence of God.
为什么发生呢? 因为他在神的同在里。
When you're in the presence of God, you shine.
当你在神的同在里的时候, 你的脸自然放光。
It's kind of like by definition.
这好像是必定发生的事。
It's like when you get on an airplane, you fly.
就好像你上了飞机呢, 飞机自然会飞的。
You don't have to ask, could this plane fly?
你不需要问说这个飞机能不能飞。
It goes without saying.
这是一定会发生的。
When you're in the presence of Jesus or God, you begin to radiate or shine.
当你在神或主耶稣同在里的时候,
很自然你的脸就发光。 You don't have to say, Lord, I want to shine, I want to shine.
你不需苦苦哀求说主啊, 我要发光, 我要发光。
If you're in His presence, you will shine.
如果你在他同在的里面, 你自然会发光。
It says in the New Testament that people took note that the disciples had been with Jesus.
就像新约里告诉我们的众人有注意到这些门徒是与主耶稣同在。
Why did they notice that the disciples would have been with Jesus?
他们怎么会认得出来他们曾经与主耶稣同在呢?
Because they began to act, look, talk like Jesus.
因为他们的言行开始很像主耶稣。
You stay around with Jesus in His presence long enough, you begin to act, look like Him, talk like Him, walk like Him.
如果你花够多时间跟主耶稣在一起, 你的言行一举一动就会很像他。
Even shine like Him.
你甚至像他一样发出荣光。
You know, Moses was up in that mountain.
摩西呢在那个西乃山上好几天。
And by the time he was ready to leave,
等到他要下山的时候,
his face shone.
他的脸上满了荣光。
He started coming down the mountain.
因此他下山来,
his face started to shine less.
那个荣光慢慢的减少。
He got back to the company of the Israelites.
等他回到以色列人营中,
and his face was still shining.
他的脸上还是带着荣光。
Not as brilliantly as it was when he was up on the mountain.
只是没有像在山上那样的明亮。
Because when you leave the presence of Jesus, you begin to diminish in the shining of the glory of God.
因为当你离开主的同在的时候, 你脸上的荣光也渐渐的减少。
You know, that's something we need to learn.
这是我们应该要学习的事。
Some people look favorably back 10 years when they were filled with the glory of God.
有些人喜欢回头看说, 10年之前我被神的灵充满。
And now they're as dark as a tunnel at night.
但是现在他们的脸呢, 却像黑暗的隧道一样。
They could remember the good old days.
他们记得那些美好时光。
When they show.
当他们会发光的日子,
when the glory of God radiated, they were a blessing.
让神的荣耀在他们身上,
and the light shined through their lives to others.
神的光借着他们照耀到别人身上,
and it's all just a sweet memory.
但是那只是美好的回忆罢了。
You've got to stay in His presence.
但是我们要记得我们要留在主同在里面,
you have to live in His presence.
活在他同在的里面。
Moses didn't have that privilege.
但是摩西呢没有这样的特权。
He couldn't stay there in that mountain all the time.
他不能够一直留在山上。
As far as the people were concerned, he was already late.
事实上就对以色列人百姓来说,
and so he's descending from Mount Sinai.
所以当他从山上下来,
and Paul goes on and says,
保罗说道,
his face was shining because of the glory of God fading though it was.
因着他脸上的荣光呢, 渐渐退去。
In verse 8 he says, but will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? If the ministry that condemns men is glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness?
第九节,
For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory.
第十节,从前有荣光的,因着极大的荣光就算不得有荣光了。
And if what was fading away came with glory, how much greater glory is the glory of that which lasts?
若那废掉的有荣光,这长存的就更有荣光了。
Now, I don't know if you got all that, but what Paul is saying is, Moses lived at a very glorious time.
我不晓得你明白这个经节的意思，就是摩西那个时候他所经历的乃是极大的荣耀。Moshe
had the presence of going up into the mountain.
摩西能够上到山上进入神的同在。Living
in the glory of God for a time.
在那个上面待了一段日子。
Radiating that glory,
而且反射,那个荣光反射在他的脸上,
taking that word of God back to the people of God,
带着神的话,他将神的话带回神百姓当中,
still shining with the glory of God,
他的脸上仍带着神的荣光,
oh, fading though it was, but still radiating,
虽然渐渐褪去,
Paul says, we've got something so much better,
但保罗说,
so much better than what Moses had in the Old Covenant,
远远大过在旧约的时代,
It's not even worthy to be compared the old to the new. Because the glory of the new covenant far surpasses even the glory of the old covenant. And if Moses' face shone in the old covenant,
如果他的摩西脸面得以在旧约的时候放光,
how much more you and I should shine in the new covenant?
那你我在新约的里面岂不是更有荣光吗?
With a greater glory. And at the end of the 11th verse, he says, and that which lasts,
这长存的,
not fading away,
就是不被废掉的,
but a glory that lasts, it continues, it never fades.
你我的荣光是长存的, 不会废掉的,
not only does it not fade, but it ever increases.
并不仅它不会减少, 它还是一直增加的,
it grows more and more.
是不断地发光的。
We read later on, and I'll read it in a minute, that Moses put that veil over his face because he recognized finally that the glory was fading away. Maybe it was a little embarrassing. It's going away. I'm not shining like
it.
I don't want them to see. I want to keep it in and let it last. You know, maybe more of us should wear ties.
也许他们以前常常应该穿带领带。
Or maybe we should walk around and say to one another in the love of Christ, hey, your glory's fading.
也许我们应该彼此对说，在主的爱里说，你知道你脸上的荣光慢慢褪去了吗？
You don't shine like you used to shine.
你不像以前那样发光了。
You don't remind me of Jesus like you used to remind me of Jesus.
我现在看见你不像以前，我看见你总是让我想到主耶稣。
It used to be easy to tell that you spent time in His presence.
以前我往往可以知道你花了很多时间来到主面前。
You chose the better part with Mary and sat at the feet of Jesus. I can see that.
你像玛利亚一样拣选了上好的福分坐在主的脚前。
Not that way anymore. Something's different now.
但是我现在看你好像不一样了，显然你不是这样。
Seems like you've lost that keen edge.
好像你已经失去那个祝福。
And there he is in heaven praying, Father, please let the glory never fade.
但就在这时候，主耶稣正在为我们祷告，主啊，愿这个荣耀永远不衰残。
Let it ever increase.
愿它永远不减少，只有增加。
See, that's the kind of thing that should concern us, dear friends.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这样的事是应该我们所在意的。
That we grow in the image of God.
就是我们有没有在神的形象上长进。
That we're transformed into His likeness.
我们有没有被改变像他的形状。
That we grow to the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ.
一直到我们长成基督完满的身量。
That the image of God is stamped upon our lives.
好像神的形象已经印在我们身上。
Because that's what the world needs.
因为世界需要这样的形状。
They don't need you.
他们不需要你我。
And they don't need me. What this old world needs is Jesus. And they need the life and the glory of Jesus Christ.
他们需要主耶稣的生命和荣耀。
And they need to be able to see.
他们必须能够看得见。
They need to be able to feel it.
能够感觉得到。
They needed to be able to look at you and to see that you have been with Jesus.
他们必须能够看见我们说你是与基督同在。
It should be different when we go back to our homes after this weekend.
因此，在这个特会之后，我们回到我们的岗位，我们必须不同。
It should be different because we've taken time to be in His presence.
因为我们已经花了时间在他同在的里面。
Not just to be with one another.
不是仅仅花时间跟彼此同在。
But as he said last night, let's not spend so much time.
就像史弟兄昨晚说，不要花太多时间在无谓的言语上。不要花太多时间上在无谓的言语上。
You know, we need to take that to heart.
我们必须非常认真的。
Because that's what he's looking for. That's what he's praying for.
因为主耶稣正在寻找，他正在为我们为这些事祷告。
That bothers me if I recognize that I'm not answering his prayer.
我会非常在意，如果我发现我正在拦主的祷告。
I want him to answer all my prayers.
因为我希望他答应我所有的祷告。
And I wanted him to answer my prayers now.
我常常希望他现在就答应我的祷告。
I don't want my prayers answered tomorrow. I want him to now answer what I pray.
常常我们说主啊，我要你现在就答应我们的祷告，不是明天，是现在。
Well, just maybe for a moment, we should think about what he's praying and how he wants his prayers answered.
也许现在是我们该想想的时候，我们该想他为我们祷告是什么。
By the way, his prayer will be answered.
哦，并且我要告诉你们，他的祷告都是得答应的。
I don't know if you or I will be part of it, but his prayer will be answered.
不管我们是不是在其中，他的祷告总是得答应的。
His kingdom will come and his will be done here on earth.
他的国度会降临，他的旨意会行在地上，如同行在天上。
And if you're not going to be part of the ones that are shining, he'll find them over in China. If we're not going to be the ones that are shining, he'll find the ones shining in China.
如果我们在这里不为他发光，他在中国会找到人为他发光。
Or in Africa.
或在非洲。
Or in South America.
或在南美洲。
If we're going to be rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing and go to sleep.
如果我们一无所缺，进入晚上的安眠。
He's going to find the people who are making themselves ready.
但他会另外找到那些为着他而预备整齐的人。
And if we're not going to be the ones, then we're going to be the ones knocking on the door. Lord, open to us.
如果我们不预备好，我们将是那一群人在那里敲门说：“主啊，为我们开门。”
Lord, you remember me, Lord.
主啊，你记得我吗？
I preached at the conference, Lord. You remember me. I walked with you, talked with you.
我在特会里讲到的，我与你同行的。
And he'll say, I don't know who you are.
主耶稣会说，我不认得你。
Well, Lord, I've done miracles in your name.
我说主啊，我曾奉你的名。
I don't know you.
主说我不认识你。
What do you mean you don't know me?
你什么意思说你不认识我？
I know you.
我认识你啊。
Depart from me, worker of iniquity.
他说你这个你这个恶人离开我。
Well, what did I do wrong, Lord?
我主啊，我做错什么事啊？
You didn't take my call seriously.
因为你没有将我的呼召很认真地放在心里。
It's those who do my will that abide forever.
是那些遵守我的话语的人是我的朋友。
And if you know my will and you don't do it,
如果你知道我的话语却不遵行，
you're going to get beaten with many stripes.
你会被鞭打的。
That's what the Bible says, dear friends.
这是圣经告诉我们。
That's not what I'd like to think, but that's what Jesus says.
虽然我不喜欢这样想，但是主耶稣是这样讲。
And I need to be concerned with what Jesus says.
因此我必须非常在意主耶稣说的。
Because I don't want to someday say, but Lord, there were 11 children on the bus.
因为我不要有一天跟他叫他说，主啊，但是有11个小孩在那个校车上。
But I want to know what he's all about, what he's looking for.
我必须要知道他在意什么，他要寻找什么。
The only prayer I understood before was the prayer our brother prayed in English.
我刚才会前的祷告我只听得懂一个就是有人用英文祷告
It was Lord our hearts be in tune with your heart
说主啊愿我们的心意与你心意相同
Our hearts need to break with the things that break his
我们必须在意主所在意的事
Not our will but his will be done
不是我们的旨意主啊你的旨意
here on earth
在地上
And part of his will is that we be changed into his image
主的旨意呢一部分呢就是要我们改变像他的形状
And that we radiate his glory
我们为他发光
So he says at the end, the last verse in the 18th verse, same chapter, we who with unveiled faces.
在十八节说到我们这些
You can take the veil away.
我们现在已经可以把这个幔子除去
And you can just expose yourself to the glory of God.
我们可以敞着脸看见神的荣耀
To the presence of God.
在神的荣耀里
So that's what we do sometimes when we come before the meeting begins.
就像我们常常在聚会之前来
You say, well, I don't know what to do with that time. That's just like dead time.
你是说哦，会前那段时间我不知道要做什么，好像是完全无用的
That's time to stay outside and
那段时间是可以在外面说闲话的
Thank you very much. I want to make sure she translates, so I got to make sure she. Okay. Yeah. What are you doing when you're sitting here? Just sitting in here.
你会选来这里坐着做什么呢? 就像呆坐着吗?
Well, that's the time to get in touch with Jesus.
那一段时间你应该来到主面前,
to open up your soul and your heart to Jesus.
把你的心打开, 向着主。
David said, Lord, unto you I lift up my soul.
就像大卫的祷告, 主啊, 我向你敞开我的灵,
just to sit in his presence and to meditate on him.
就坐在他的同在里, 开始默想他,
to think about his love.
就想他的爱,
to think about his goodness.
思想他的慈爱,
to think about his mercy. To think about his salvation. And then to think the wonder of it all that he wants you to be filled with his glory. Just as you sit in his presence, you're being changed. Paul says, with an unveiled face, we all behold as in a glass, a mirror, the glory of the Lord. We are being transformed. Transform. That's what happened to him in Matthew 17.
就像主在变化山上所发生的事,
he was transfigured in front of them.
他在门徒面前变了形状,
so we are transformed also.
我们同样的也可以被改变,
but we're not transformed as radically as Jesus was in Matthew 17.
但我们的改变不会像主耶稣在变化山上那样的剧烈,
Paul says here it's a process. It takes a little time. It maybe takes a lot of years. But little by little, we're being transformed into his likeness. Just like Jesus.
就像主一样,
I can be just like Jesus.
我能够就像主一样,
you can be just like Jesus.
你也能够就像主一样,
that just blows me away. I can't fathom that.
这个想法实在超过我所能想象的,
but I say, Lord, if that's what you want, that's what I want.
但是我说主啊, 如果这个是你要的,
那就是我要的, I want to be filled with your glory.
我要被你的荣耀所充满,
I want to be just like Jesus.
我要就像主一样,
you remember the commercial, Just Like Mikey?
记得那个广告吗? Just like Mikey.
So you wear a North Carolina jersey with the number 23 on your back and you want to be just like Michael Jordan.
你就穿着他的球衣就像Michael Jordan一样。
And other people want to be just like somebody else.
很多时候我们想就想像某某人。
So they try to look like that person.
所以我们穿着也会像那个人。
They dress like that person.
我们穿像那个人所穿的。
They wear the uniform of that person.
我们穿那个人的制服。
They want to be just like that person.
因为我们想就像那个人一样。
I don't want to be just like anybody but Jesus.
但是我不想像任何人,
I don't want to be like myself. I don't like myself. I don't blame you for not liking me.
我不怪你,
I don't even like me. I want to be like Jesus. And that's what the world needs.
这是世界所需要的,
and we can be changed from glory to glory. One degree of glory to another degree of glory. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Just stick with me for a few more minutes.
请再忍耐几分钟。
He fleshes it out a little bit in the next chapter.
然后呢,他在过了几章之后,
he helps us to understand what this all is. Some of you are getting ready to go sit in the sun this afternoon to try to get a glow on your face.
That's
not quite what we're looking for. You're going to spread that oil of Olay or whatever it is to try to clear up the complexion.
也许你想涂一些好的那个乳液，让你的皮肤好起来。
It's not a beauty that you put on from the outside.
这不是一种柔美，你可以从外面得到的。
It's not getting a bottle of golden mango tan.
不是去买那个防晒油,
smearing it all over the place.
把你这个脸擦得透彻。
Getting one of those tin foil things.
然后买一个那种会反光的那种毯子。
The only thing that'll do is turn you brown and give you cancer.
那种没有什么好处，只会给你那个皮肤癌。
But this kind of a radiating is from the inside. Now, before we move on from there, let me say this. It does show on the outside. I know people who, outwardly speaking, are not very pretty. They're not very handsome. But they're beautiful. When I see them, I see Jesus. I see his beauty on their face. It just is a tranquility. It's a serenity. It's the glory of God that just shows.
是神的荣美借着他们彰显出来。
I don't know if you know the little chorus that says there are sweet expressions on each face.
就像有一首副歌说，看他们脸上有荣美的彰显。
And I know it's the beauty of the glory of the Lord.
我一看我就知道那乃是主的荣美。
The countenance does change.
他们的面光会改变。
But primarily, it's an inner change.
但是主要的改变是从里面。
It's an inner beauty.
是在里面，是一个内在的美。
It's an inner shining.
And
in the fourth chapter, Paul says that we have that inside these earthen vessels.
就像保罗在第四章说到说，我们有这个宝贝在瓦器里。
He says in the first verse, this is the ministry that we all have.
他说这是我们都有的职分。
This is how we're all supposed to serve the Lord.
因为我们应该如此侍奉。
Living in the glory of God.
活在神的荣耀里。
In His presence.
他的同在里。
We've renounced the secret and the shameful ways. We don't use deception. We don't distort God's word.
我们乃将暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，不诡诈，不谬讲神的道理。
He says if our gospel is being hidden or veiled,
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，
it's being veiled to people who are perishing.
是蒙蔽在正在灭亡的人身上。
If what you have on the inside,
因此我们里面所有的，
if the glory of God that you possess in your jar of clay,
如果我们所拥有的神的荣耀，就是那个在宝贝里的瓦器里面的宝贝，
it is being hidden.
Paul
says it's being hidden to people who are perishing, who are lost.
保罗告诉我们，当我们这样的时候，我们乃是向那灭亡的人蒙蔽了福音。
You remember Jesus' prayer in John 17?
你记得主耶稣在约翰福音的祷告吗？
I want them to be filled with my glory that the world might know.
父啊，我要他们被我荣耀充满，所以世人可以知道。
It's nice that we can sit around in a room like this with a bunch of us.
不是说像我们坐在这里。
And all just, you know, shine with the glory of God.
我们在这里彼此照耀。
But that's not the purpose of it.
那不是这的目的。
We've got to take the glory of God out to people who are lost, who are perishing.
我们必须带着这个荣耀来到灭亡人的面前。
That word perishing is in the continuous tense. It hasn't yet happened yet. They have not perished. They are in the process of perishing.
这里所说灭亡的人不是已经灭亡，乃是正在那个灭亡途中的人。
It's like the fruit that's home on your kitchen counter. It's not yet rotten. It's in the process of rotting.
就像在你家厨房桌上的水果，它还没有变坏，但是正在变坏的过程中。
By the time you get home, it'll be rotten.
等你到家的时候，它们都已经腐烂。
Well, that's what's happening to people.
这对人来说也是一样的。
People are perishing.
他们是正在灭亡中的人。
Does anybody here know anybody that's perishing?
你认不认识任何人是正在灭亡的途中的？
Let me see. Do you know anybody that's perishing? You do? Few of you know people that are perishing. A lot of you know people that are perishing.
我们许多人都认识那正在灭亡途中的人。
Most of the people that I know.
我所认识的大部分的人
that are outside of our church,
是在我们教会以外的人
they're perishing.
他们都是在灭亡的途中
Does that bother you?
你难道不在乎吗
Well, maybe we shouldn't ask a question. Maybe we should say, does it bother Jesus?
但是这个事情是不是主所在乎的
Do you think he's concerned about the people in this world that are perishing?
你觉得主耶稣很介意很在意这些正在灭亡中的人吗
Here's another test.
这是另外一个考试
If you think he's concerned, go like this.
如果你觉得主在意的话，请你点头。
If you think he's not concerned, go like this.
如果你觉得主不在意的话，请你摇头。
And if you're going like this,
如果你是这个样子的
I know what you're doing.
我知道你正在做什么。
He is concerned, isn't he?
主耶稣非常在意，不是吗？
He's concerned about people because doesn't my Bible, I don't know, yours probably says it too, in the Chinese Bible, does it say he is not willing that any should perish?
我不晓得你们的圣经怎么样，我的圣经是这样说的：他不愿意万人他愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
Well, if that bothers him, then shouldn't that bother me?
如果那个很困扰主耶稣的话，岂不是也困扰我们吗
？Should my heart break and be concerned with the things that he's concerned with?
我们的心岂不应该与他的心一同睡吗
oh, no. ？We're concerned. Yeah, we, you know, 11 kids are on the bus. That's all we're concerned about.
我们会说，哦不，我只在乎到底还剩下多少小孩在那个校车上。
That's not good enough. We need to be concerned with what he's concerned.
但那是不够好的，我们必须在意主所在意的事。
This whole thing that I've been talking about this morning, that is being filled with the glory of God. In case you haven't heard it.We need to be concerned about it because there's a world out there that's perishing that needs to know.
今天早晨我们整个主题就讲到被主的荣耀充满，所以我们必须在意主所在意的事情，他在意的事情我必须知道。
And if our gospel is being hidden, it's being hidden to those who are perishing.
他说，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。
It says the god of this world has blinded their minds so that they cannot see the light.Of the gospel and the glory of Christ.
此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。
They cannot see the light, they cannot see the glory.
他们看不见主的光，看不见他的荣美。
There's a darkness, there's a veil there.
因为有一个幔子遮住了他们。
And God wants them to see the light, and he wants them to see the glory.
神要他们看见他的光，看见他的荣耀。
And that's exactly why he wants to fill you with the light and the glory of God.
那就是为什么他要将他的荣耀，他的光充满在你我的里面。
Paul says, we don't preach ourselves.
保罗说我们原不是传自己、
but we preach Jesus Christ as Lord.
乃是传基督耶稣为主。
And it was God who said, let light shine out of darkness.
是那个吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。
And he made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
他已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Think about this sometime. He wants to give to us in our lives and in our hearts the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
思想这个经节，他要我们得知神荣耀的光已经显在耶稣基督的面上。
As we behold his face,
当我们注目在他的脸上，
we are being changed into his likeness by his glory.
借着他的荣耀，我们逐渐被改变向他荣耀的形象。
So that we can take this out to the world.
所以呢，我们可以带着这个荣耀出去到世界里。
In verse 7 he says, we have this treasure in jars of clay.
因此在第七节说到，我们有这个宝贝在瓦器里。
See, Christ is in you.
因此基督是在你的里面。
I hope that he is in all of you.
我希望他是在每一个人的里面。
But what he wants to do is to shine out of you.
但是呢，在里面呢，他要能够放光出来。
He's in your heart, he's in your soul, he's in your life.
他在你的生命里，在你的心里，在你的魂里。
You've got a veil covering the treasure within.
问题呢，我们好像有一个幔子把这个宝贝给遮住了。
Just like Jesus had in Matthew 17.
就好像基督，耶稣基督在马太
第十七章发生的事。There was a jar of clay called his earthly body.
这是一个瓦器，里面有一个宝贝。
But inside there was a treasure.
在那个瓦器的里面，主耶稣在他瓦器里面有一个宝贝。
That his father had given him, the Bible says, without measure.
是没有限量。
And God has given us that treasure.
神已经把一样的宝贝赐给你我。
These clay jars that we're in are not terribly important.
所以我们这个瓦器不是很重要的。
The importance of the clay jar is that they transport the treasure.
重要，这个瓦器的目的呢，就是要能够把这个宝贝显出来。
You know, most of us are more interested in the clay jar than we are in the treasure.
但问题是我们这些人常常太在意这个瓦器，而不注意里面的宝贝。
I took a walk early this morning.
今天早晨我起来散步。
And I passed by a half dozen people jogging.
我看到很多人早晨起来晨跑。
They were running in a hurry, real fast.
他们跑得非常的快。
Going nowhere.
他们不知道要跑哪里去。
They were doing it because they were interested in their clay jar.
他为什么要这样做呢？因为他们非常在意这个瓦器。
They wanted their clay jar to be in good shape.
他们要那个瓦器呢，保持良好状况。
It's not a bad idea. If you were one of the ones that passed me, I have no problem with that.
事实上，这不是一个坏事。如果今天早上你从我身边跑过，我没有意见的。
I think it's good to keep the clay jar in good shape if you can.
我觉得如果你能的话，尽量保持瓦器的健全是很重要的。
The Bible says bodily exercise profits for a little while.
但是圣经告诉我们说，操练身体。是益处还少，但是还是有点益处的。
So go for it.
所以尽量操练，你可以操练身体。
Eat all the health foods you want.
吃健康的食品。
Don't eat any chocolate bars.
不要吃巧，狗耳洞。
Don't.
不要吃巧克力糖。
I do, but you don't. we concentrate on these outward clay pots.
我们常常注意这个瓦器的宝，这个。
We scrub
them. 维持，我们把它洗干净。
And we should.
我们应该要洗干净。
We try to comb them and.
我们把它梳干净，刷干净。
And we should.
我们应该保持干净。
But that's just the exterior. That's the clay pot.
但再怎么样，这还是外面的，是这个瓦器身上的事。
We spend a lot of time on these clay pots.
我们花很多时间来修饰这个瓦器。
When they get a little too big,
有时候瓦器膨胀一点。
We take extra serious measures to correct the problem.
我们用很严格的手段来训练，来解决这个问题。
And that's okay.
这也是很好的。
But you know, the clay jar is just that. It's a clay jar. You can buy 10 of them for a dollar.
但是瓦器毕竟是瓦器，十块钱，一块钱可以买十个。
And one of these days, your clay jar is going to go, Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. That's how important your clay jar is. No matter how much you run, no matter what you do, you're going to return back to the ground from whence you've come. And the only thing that really counts is what's inside.
It's
that treasure that's in there. See, and that's why we need to spend more time on the treasure within than on the clay pot. So Paul says we have a treasure in these jars of clay. Why is it there? To show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. I'm coming to the end, so take hope. But listen to me at the end. Because the end is the most important part. See, I think that sometimes we get very theological and very spiritual. That's okay. If you'd rather I preach in Latin, maybe that'll be more spiritual. I couldn't preach in Latin.
但是我没有办法用拉丁文在这里宣讲.
So take English or nothing.
所以就听英文,
but we get, you know, very, very lofty in our notions of what it means to be spiritual. We think to be filled with the glory of God, we have to walk. Kind of like our legs are frozen. We have a little halo around our
heads.
Don't bother me now. I am in his presence. There was one of the most spiritual people I've ever heard about was a woman named Martha Wing Robinson. Some of you have read her book. I've never met her. I know people in my family, the elder ones, older ones that have met her many times. And my uncle, Brother Edwin, he tells a story about how when he was a little boy, he had an opportunity to go to her home. And of all the things that he heard about this very spiritual person, he didn't know what to expect. He was going to be on his best behavior when he was in front of her. He thought that he would walk in and she'd look at him, "Thus saith the Lord." But he said he walked into her room. And she looked at him and she said, "You want some ice cream?" He said, "Boy, I like this spiritual lady." And she began to talk to him about school and about sports and about the things that he had done that week. And he said he spent about an hour with Sister Robinson. But after he left her room, there was just a desire in his heart for Jesus.
She
didn't preach to him.
She
didn't shoot Bible verses like a machine gun at him. But she had just lived in his presence in such a way that she just radiated the glory of God. Right in the daily practical things of life. Because after all, that's where it really counts, dear friends. You see, if I'm supposed to be filled with the glory of God so that the world can know and the world can see, then nothing much is going to happen unless it's really real when I'm out there in the world. If my spirituality only takes place in conferences, there aren't a whole lot of worldly people that come to conferences. Not a whole lot of sinners show up at places like this. Now, maybe you're the exception to the rule, and if you are, get straight, but you're probably not. But you find them at university campuses. On your jobs and in your neighborhoods. And that's where it is that we need to show forth His glory. And if we're hiding it, we're hiding it to people who are lost. And so this is how Paul describes how the glory is manifest.
表示说如何把这个荣耀彰显出来。
Four things, beginning with verse 8.
有四种状况，第八节。
He says that we're hard pressed on every side.
所以我们四面受敌。
But we're not crushed.
却不被困住。
Now, how does that show the glory of God?
那你说这样子能够彰显神的荣耀呢？
That expression, hard pressed on every side, just talks about the daily routine of life that sometimes isn't so pleasant.
这里所说的四面受敌，就是在我们生活中常常发生的很多不愉快的事情和情况。
I don't know about you, but living in New York, sometimes we have unpleasant things happen.
我不知道你们怎么样，我在纽约生活，常常很多不愉快的事情会发生。
It's probably the same out here in California.
啊，在加州大概也是这样。
And they're daily.
每一天都发生的。
Sometimes it's the kid that screams through the night because they're cutting a tooth.
也许呢，他们也许只是孩子晚间因为牙疼而呼叫。
Maybe it's the husband that's a little cranky because he's had a long, hard day at work.
也许呢，因为你的先生经过整日的工作非常疲倦，晚上脾气不好。
Maybe you stopped at the red light, but the car behind you didn't think you should.
也许呢，你遇到红灯停下来，你后面的车子不同意你的做法。
You left for work and you found you had a flat tire.
你要去上班，结果你的轮胎没有气了。
You were dying for a drink of water and went to the water cooler and it was busted.
你渴得要命，跑到那个水池旁边喝水，结果那个水池卡住了，龙头卡住。很多也许只是很小的事。
They happen to all of us.
但是呢，在我们身上。
We don't like them.
我们不喜欢的。
You know, a lot of people that I know, when those kind of things happen, they get upset.
你知道很多人常因为这些小事就非常不高兴。
They say bad words.
他们会咒诅。
They kick the water coolers.
或者踢那个水那个。
They start yelling at the other people who don't think are so nice.
或向人说不好的话或喊叫。
They get all bent,
发脾气。
Bent out of shape, and that's hard to translate. They're just not happy.
他们就是不高兴。
They're hard pressed on every side.
好像他们四面都受敌。
And so are you as a Christian.
我们基督徒也是经历
这样的。You're not exempt from those things, by the way.
身为基督徒不是能够豁免这样的遭遇。
But he says here, but you're not crushed.
但是圣经告诉我说，虽然这样，却不被困住。
They don't drive you batty. They don't drive you nuts.
他们不是把你变坏，而是叫你发疯。
You somehow are able to keep your composure.
但是呢，你却能够维持住你的冷静。
You can still live in his presence.
能够保持自己在
你的同在。You can still say hallelujah anyhow.
你还是无论如何能够说 hallelujah.
You can still rejoice when things go wrong.
事情虽然不顺意，你还是能够赞美。
You sang before that we're a bunch of peculiar people.
因为圣经说我们是一群奇特的。
Ain't that the truth?
这是
peculiar in more ways than one.
我们是奇特的子民。
But one of the peculiarities about us is that we rejoice when things go wrong.
我们奇特就是说，虽然事情不顺利，我们还可以喜乐。
We don't respond to the hard things in this life like the world responds to the hard things in this life.
我们对不顺的事情反应不像世人对不顺的事的反应。
But we're able to somehow still show forth that we have been with Jesus.
无论什么情况，我们还能够显出说我们曾与主耶稣同在。
You see, I can't see Jesus working in that carpentry shop of his father, his earthly father.
我可以想象主耶稣当他年轻时候在他父亲的那个木匠店里做工。
And running that thing to sand the wheel down a little bit, and then hit his hand.
他在那里那个磨平那个木板的时候，有点不小心伤害到他自己的手。
Now, what do you think Jesus did when he did that and cut himself open?
当他看到自己的时候，他会什么反应
？I think he looked at me and went, "Ow."
他一直说 "Ow."
Oh, thank you, Lord.
哦，谢谢你主。
He probably smiled and said, "Oh, what a fool I was for doing it that way. I gotta get a band-aid over that."
他也许会笑笑说，哦，我怎么这么差劲呢？他要找一个 band-aid 把它放上去。
And you know, that's when other people begin to take notice of you.
这就是这些时刻是让人注意到你的时刻。
I realize it would be a gross overstatement to think that one episode would transform somebody else's life.
我想有些话语是过度的夸张，说一个事情可以改变一个人的生命。
But when your friends and your coworkers and your wife and your husband and others that are not saved see that on a consistent basis.
当人呢，你四周的人，无论是你的家人，或者是同事，或者你邻居，看见你在每一件事上反应都是一致的。
They begin to say, "What's going on with that person?"
他会不禁慢慢的说到说，哎，他怎么这么特别
？How could they stay like they are under those situations and circumstances?
为什么他们能在遭遇这些事情的时候有这样的反应
？And they begin to take note that you have been with Jesus.
他们会开始注意到你是属耶稣的人。
And it's a very practical thing.
这是非常生活中非常实在的事。
But it's a very powerful.Testimony.
但是是非常有能力的见证。
I used to play ball a lot.
我以前很喜欢打球。
That was my life, sports.
运动是我的生命。
And I grew up wanting to be a baseball player.
我希望长大成为一个篮球队员。
Or a basketball player.
或者棒球队员。
Or a sanitation man.
或者
garbage collector.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Okay. 或者做那个。
It's a good job in New York. A little smelly, but it's okay. I lived for that, and I used to play a lot.
我常常打球练习。
And I used to play with all kinds of leagues and different teams and people who many of them weren't Christians.
我参加许多的不同的球队，很多的队友都不是基督徒。
You know, when I played with Christians, I expected them to act like Christians.
你说当你跟基督徒打球的时候，你希望他们的行为像个基督徒。
Now I realize that is a high expectation.
慢慢我觉得我发现说这是过高的期望。
What in the world is wrong with playing basketball like a Christian?
如果我们那个打球打篮球如果有基督徒的风范有什么不好？
It can be done.
可以办得到的。
You can miss the shot and not curse after.
你可以射球不中，但是呢，不要咒诅。
It can't be done.
这是办得到的。
It doesn't help you to curse after you miss the shot.
你的咒诅并不会帮助你。
It doesn't help you to curse any time, even if you get it in.
无论你做什么，咒诅是不会帮助你的。
But you know, chalk it up to a bad day.
我就说今天日子今天不顺利。
And smile anyway.
还是可以微笑的。
So you get fouled and you get hit on your way going to the basket.
所以呢，如果你一定要投球的时候被人家撞一下，又投
不进。Grab the other guy around the collar and shake him.
不要转过来抓着那个领子，把他臭骂一顿。
You can play the game as a Christian.
你可以带着基督徒的风范来打球的。
See, what I'm trying to say is Christianity is real.
我要表达的是说，基督教是真实的。
Not something you do Sunday mornings and in conferences.
不是说你就到特会里像个基督徒，或到主日早晨像个基督徒。
This idea of the glory of God and being filled with the Spirit is not out there someplace.
神要将他的荣耀充满在我们的灵里，不是一件在外太空发生的事情。
It's 24/7, 365 days out of the year.
而是天天在我们生命里发生的。
You can live that way.
你可以这样活着。
And others see the difference.
别人会在你身上看见不同。
And if I had another hour and a half, I'd tell you the opportunities I've had just because of basketball.
如果我还有90分钟的话，会告诉你，就是因为打篮球。
I played at high school and at college and some other teams and intramurals, and just because of playing the game.
就是因为我在高中、大学时候打篮球。
They got to the place where they tried to get me to curse.
他们常常激动我，想要我发咒诅的声音。
And by the grace of God, they couldn't do it.
但靠着神的恩典，他们都没有办法激动我。
It's not just saying the words; it's the whole demeanor, the whole character.
不只是我们用言语来
传述。You're hard pressed on every side, but you're not going to get crushed.
好像我们四面受敌，但是我们却被困住。
Paul goes on and he says, "We're perplexed." But not in despair.
心里堕难却不知失望。
Word perplexed means in the Greek it's aporous. It's at a loss for a way. You don't know where to go next. You don't know which way to turn.
心里堕难就好像一下失去了方向，你不知道往哪里去。
You graduated from school and you don't know what you're going to do as a career.
你从学校毕业了，但是你不知道你的工作在哪里。
You got laid off for one job and you don't know where the next one's coming from.
你失业了，你不知道下一个工作在哪里。
For some reason unexpected, you had to relocate and you don't know anybody where you're going, but you got to go.
突然之间你必须要搬家，你也不知道你要去哪里。
That's perplexed. That's I don't know what to do next.
好像说我不知道下一步该怎么办。
It's what makes some people jump out of the sixth floor window.
这有些人的反应就是跳从六楼跳出去自杀。
But Paul says we're perplexed.
保罗说我们也会做难的。
But we're not in despair.
但是我们不会失望。
We're not going to go down in the heat.
我们不知道下去找一个洞，然后把自己跳起来。然后自怜自爱。
No.
不是的。
Jesus knows all about our struggles.
因为耶稣知道我们所有的挣扎。
He will guide till the day is done.
他会引导我们直到路终。
Remember Abraham went out not knowing whither he went.
记不记得亚伯拉罕蒙召的时候还不知道所要去的地方。
But he wasn't at a loss for a way.
但是他并在路上
迷路。He wasn't in despair.
他并没有失望啊。
Because he knew that God knew the way.
因为他知道神知道你的路。
And he knows your way.
神也知道你的路。
And he knows my way.
他也知道我的路。
And Paul says sometimes we get perplexed.
保罗说是的我们心里会作
难
但是我们永远不会失望
He goes on and he says the third thing sometimes we're persecuted
他说有时候我们遭逼迫
but we're not abandoned
却不被丢弃
persecution is that pressure exerted on the outside
逼迫是从外面来的压力
be it another government or political force
也许政府的转换
maybe it's in your home your husband or your wife
也许是在你的家中你所爱的亲人
maybe it's on the job or in your school
也许是在工作在学校
you remember the Sermon on the Mount Jesus said blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness sake Paul said, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Don't think it's strange when people persecute you. Jesus said to his disciples, they hated me before they hated you.
And
they'll hate you too. They'll throw you into jail. They'll kill some of you. Just be faithful unto death and you'll get a crown of life. Paul was persecuted beyond measure. But Paul said this light affliction, which is but for a moment. Persecuted, yes.
是的,我们受逼迫,
but abandoned, never. That's why when Stephen was being martyred, he could look up to heaven and see heaven open. Remember what it says there in the book of Acts? That his face did what?
圣经上告诉我们说, 他的脸面,
his face shone.
他的脸面放光如日同.
What was that all about?
这是怎么回事啊?
What's going on? In the middle of the persecution, in the middle of the stoning, in the middle of being pelted with all those rocks.
当他正在受逼迫, 快要被石头打死的时候, 突然,
what's wrong with him? His face is.
这人的脸面怎么改变了?
His face shone as the face of an angel.
他的脸放光像光明的天使.
You know what else it says in my Bible, Chinese Bible too, I think? It says that not only did his face shine, but there was another guy that was standing there consenting to his death. Remember that guy?
记不记得当他的脸正在放光的时候,
there was somebody else, a sinner. Somebody who was lost and in the process of perishing.
一个失落的人,
and he saw Stephen being martyred.
他看见斯蒂凡如何殉道,
and he saw the glory of God radiating on the face of Stephen.
他看见在他的脸上神的荣光,
and that man's name was Saul.
那个人的名字叫做扫罗,
and Saul, I believe at that moment, saw something that he had never seen before in anybody else.
我相信在那个时刻, 扫罗所看见是他那一生没有看见在任何人身上发生的事,
he had seen the glory of God in a human being.
他看见神的荣耀在一个肉身身上显出来,
I think it made Paul or Saul hungry.
我相信让他里面产生一个神圣的饥渴.
If you read his testimony, he never was able to forget that time.
如果你读他的见证，你知道扫罗永远没有忘记那个经历。
He stood there consenting to the death of Stephen.
他在那里一同定尸体板的罪。
That's what made John Huss many years later stand there as they built a fire around him and were getting ready to burn him at the stake.
许多年之后，他们要将他烧死。
John Huss.
胡斯，约翰胡斯，另外一个圣徒约翰胡斯，当他被绑在柴堆上要被烧死的时候。
And as they started to light the flames around him.
他们在他四周把火升起来,
and his skin began to burn.
他的皮肤开始烧毁,
John Huss began to sing.
但是约翰胡斯开始唱歌,
and he sang his way right into eternity.
他唱歌进入勇士,
how could you do that?
你如何能够做这样的事呢?
Most men would be screaming, yelling, writhing.
大部分人都会在那里, 哭喊,
singing and praising and worshiping God.
但是约翰胡斯却能够唱歌赞美神.
That's what the glory of God does, dear friends.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神的荣耀就是做这样的事。
That's what's seen in us by the world that's dying and perishing.
那就是这个要死要灭亡的世界所要在我们身上看见。
And Jesus this morning is in heaven praying that you be filled and changed more and more into the image, into the glory of God.
今天早晨主耶稣在天上正在为我们祷告，叫我们改变向神荣耀的形象。
The last thing he mentions here is that we're cast down.
最后他说要打倒了,
struck down but not destroyed,
却不致死亡。
That word struck down is the word for like a cataclysmic event that happens in our lives.
打倒了,这里所说的这个打倒好像是一个极大的事情。
It's much different from being hard pressed, which is what he opens with.
是与四面受敌情况非常不同的。
To be struck down are those things that happen, the death of a loved one.
在这里的打倒是极大的灾难，好像比如说我们所爱的人死了。
The really deep trials of life.
是在我们生命中极大极深的试炼。
But we're not destroyed.
但是呢，我们却不致死亡。
We always bear about our body the marks of Jesus Christ.
我们永远记得主耶稣基督。
So that his life and his glory may be seen in us.
愿他的荣耀，他的生命能够借着我们彰显出来。
You know, it would be my desire for every one of you here this morning that today would be changed a little bit more.
今天早晨我衷心的希望就是我们都能够有一点的被改变。
That July 2nd not pass without me being made more like Jesus.
愿7月2号不要突然过去，而我没有多一点点像主耶稣。
I can't do that myself.
我们没有办法自己成就这事。
I can't do that for you.
我也不能为你成就这事。
But as I behold him,
但是当我仰望他,
I'm being changed.
我知道我被他改变。
From one degree of glory to another degree.
荣上加荣，逐渐改变。
Even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
因为借着主的灵改变。
Fill all my vision, Savior, I pray.
哦，主啊，充满我意象。
Till with thy glory my spirit doth shine.
直到主荣行从我里反映。
Fill all my vision that all may see.
充满我心灵，直到世人能共睹。
Thy holy image reflected in Lord, I pray that you do it for every one of us.
主啊，我求你在我们每一个人身上做这样的事。
Today.
今天。
Today we can be changed.
今天我们就能够被改变。
Today we can be more like Jesus.
我们就能够更像主。
Father, we just give ourselves to you this morning.
主啊，我们将自己交在你的手里。
We ask that we'll have help today to keep our focus and our eyes on Jesus.
主啊，今天就来帮助我们注目在你身上。
Oh Lord, we thank you that the glory never fades.
我们感谢你的荣耀永远不消减。
It doesn't ever diminish anymore.
从来不消减。
But we can live in your presence.
我们能够活在你的同在。
And when we leave this auditorium and go down to the cafeteria,
当我们离开这个聚会厅到餐厅的时候，
we can still be in your presence.
我们仍然能够保持在你同在。
When we walk around the campus this afternoon,
当今天下午我们在校园里行走的时候，
in our afternoon session, and then as we hit the basketball courts,
或者我们打球，或者休息，
or go to our rooms and take a nap,
或者到我们房里去休息，
or where are we going to go from your presence?
是啊，我们要保持在你的同在里。
You're with us wherever we are.
We thank you for that. We
acknowledge that, Lord.
We acknowledge that,
Lord. May we allow you to change us today from glory to glory.
Lord, I'm
praying for these people this morning.
主啊，我为着人的百姓向你祷告。
But Lord, there's a better prayer that's being prayed.
但是无论我怎样祷告，有个更好的祷告已经被你祷告了。
It's the one that you're praying in heaven for us.
就是你正在天上为我们的祷告。
Father, that the glory that you gave me.
父啊，你赐给我的荣耀。
Father, that that same glory be given to them.
那个同样的荣耀，你赐给我的教会。
I in them and thou in me.
我在你里面，你在我里面。
That the world may know.
对世界可以知道。
To your prayer, Lord Jesus.
主啊，这是你的祷告。
We say Amen.
我们说阿门。
For your glory.
为着你的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.